Today, the top 25 radio hits from 1977, and we are now up to number 21. And the artist that holds that position was part of the 1950s duo Skip and Flip. I remember them, yeah. He recorded the song Alley-Oop as the Hollywood Argyles. Now, that song I remember, and produced The Monster Mash, yes, for Bobby Borders Pickett, who just died recently, by the way. Here is Gary S. Paxton and Evidence on Streets of Gold.
Evidence, does your life show enough evidence? Evidence, but they put you away. Evidence, you live enough of that evidence. Evidence, what does your life say? If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence, hey, to help convict you? If they took you in front of a panel of judges, could they find a staunch witness, hey, to help convict you? Or would they find somebody who's seen you in the shadows, but they couldn't repeat all the naked truth they know? Would the prosecution have the affidavits to hang you? Or would the master suffer by your show? If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence, hey, to help convict you? If they took you in front of a panel of judges, could they find a good witness, hey, to help convict you? Evidence, does your life show enough evidence? Evidence, could they put you away? Evidence, do you live enough of that evidence? Evidence. Would they have enough evidence, hey, to help confine you? If they gave you a chance to obtain your freedom, would you stand your faith, or would you deny him? Would you cop a plea just to save your earthly body and let Satan win the soul Jesus bought to save? Of darkness win you for his gallows? Would the judgment day see God send you away? If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence, hey, to help convict you? If they took you in front of a whole panel of judges, would there be enough evidence, hey, to help convict you? Evidence, does your life show enough evidence? Evidence, could they put you away? Evidence, do you live enough of that evidence? Evidence.
We heard from his brother back at number 23. That is Terry Talbot and Mighty Wind, number 20 for 1977 on Streets of Gold. At number 19, another artist who had a mainstream career as part of the Hondells. I mean, raise your hand if you remember the Hondells back in the 60s. Man, you are old. I'm just kidding. I remember them too. Hey, I'm right in the front seat with you on this program. Here's Zoe Girls member Alicia's father, Chuck Girard, and Calling You.
Don't you worry. And don't you be upset. Minimize regret, 'cause it's time to be changing. Don't you worry, don't you waste the time on doubts and fears. That time is drawing near, and there's time to be changing.
Calling you to the place. Christian music classics. This is Streets of Gold.
Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Woo! That is Jesus. And there are days that go by that I really spent some time thinking about that. What is that going to be like? I can't even imagine, to use the name of another hit song. But we're not talking about those guys. We're talking about these guys. Andre Crouch and the Disciples, coming in at number 18 in 1977. And we will hear again from Andre Crouch later in the program. Larry Wayne here. It is the top 25 radio hits of 1977. We've still got 17 big songs to go on our way to numero uno.